Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hour number two here on a Thursday, Trillville Thursday at that. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away as week 16 gets underway tonight.
Yeah, man.
Between the Rams and the Seahawks, should be a good one. College football corner in about 15 minutes as well, as we'll get back into the playoff games, which start tomorrow night. What's got you chuckling over
Nothing
there?
Nothing at all, Andy.
Another college-related story as well?
It's just chuckle. Maybe chuckle. Uh-huh. It made me chuckle because, I don't pick fights. I don't, but for some reason, some people like to, start something or I thought you said and all those different things. It's just funny.
Who started a fight with you?
Not a fight, but just a little jab.
Who jabbed you?
It happened about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say where the school is, but it's across the street.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's around here.
They're feeling good about themselves, which they should have, and everything like that. Historic season and everything like that, and. And now it's just fun. It's fun because those who jabbed me first, and I didn't even jab back.
Just waited,
and now watching I won't say meltdown, Andy.
You could say that.
But a little meltdown mm-hmm. about, certain people leaving and he wasn't that good anyways. It's just entertaining.
Yeah,
that's all I say. It's just entertaining.
That's always the tough one is when you've spent an amount of time hyping, or not even hyping, but just like excited about something, mm-hmm. and then when it changes and you're like, it wasn't even that great anyways. Yeah.
But that's all. Well, it's not directed at all of them, okay?
Fair enough.
It's just directed, and they know who they are because they listen to the show. it's directed at your ass, okay? Told y'all, last year I told y'all leave me alone. All right, so you leave me alone. I just said, I don't bother y'all, don't bother me. Y'all are like, some of y'all are like my family with them damn TikToks. Just leave me alone. All right? What am I gonna do? But yeah, same ones. Always jab because y'all are feeling good. Them puppies better watch out, Randy. Watch out for what, dude? We almost had you. Okay. Almost had us last year, too. Mm-hmm. But that's all I wanted to say. And also, we were talking about in the club with 50 Cent. Happy birthday to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Hey!
Happy birthday to Ronald Acuna.
26?
I think 7.
27?
Yeah. All right, happy birthday to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to say. when I hit that chuckle.
Yeah, I know what that chuckle means. That's why I wanted to talk it out real quick.
Yeah, that's all.
It sounds like we're welcome at Jackson Soul Food.
Down in Sylvester,
yeah. We got some, who knew?
Yeah.
The signal's so strong.
Yeah.
The midday show reach so broad that just randomly talking about whatever, restaurant, wherever, and the guy texts me and goes, DM'd me and goes, appreciate the shout out, Jackson Soul Food, that's my family.
I love it.
And I said, all right, well, next time we're down there.
Yeah.
Don't need a free meal, but maybe a little discount.
Why wouldn't you want a free meal?
I mean, I would take one.
Oh, yeah, saying. Dog.
All I did was mention.
Yeah,
them.
Man. No,
need,
no. We love
you know, payola.
We like,
be doing
we like free.
We'll get fired for that.
Free.
But I'll come down there, though. Yeah. That sounds fun.
That sounds fun, man. I bet that food's so good, too. It's so good.
It's
one of them restaurants that is so good that. And because they make the food so good, but it's always got to be one of the things where something just. I don't want to say up to snuff, but it's one of the places where the napkins, they be paper thin, so you guys use like 14 of them.
Sure.
That kind of place. Yeah. Look, they had the best damn food.
Of course.
Well, you're going to use like 27 damn of them paper towels, because as soon as you, it's like damn near dissolves.
Yeah, because they're spending the money on the
things
that matter.
Yeah, they're spending the money on the good
matter. Yeah, they're making the food good and flavorful.
Lick your fingers.
Exactly. So what? Or maybe this has a paper towel roll on the table.
Yeah, like, man.
Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
But it's a, And they have a full bar. Country Boys Barbecue?
That's a different one, but yeah.
I mean, and they have a full bar.
We're getting the invite from all the different local spots.
Yeah, my man.
God, that sounds good.
That sounds really good, dude.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. I don't know, I'm starving.
Yeah.
We're going No Huddle. All right, week 16 starts tonight. Rams, Seahawks in Seattle, Thursday Night Football. That will be on WAOK,
okay.
Because the Hawks and Hornets play tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So if you want to listen to that one, pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15 on WAOK. And both teams are 11-3.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks win. They clinch a spot in the playoffs as well. And Matt Stafford's an MVP candidate. Like, there's a lot of fun storylines going into this one.
Yeah, the Rams yesterday had some trouble getting up to Seattle. Like, they had some plane troubles and things like that. So they left later than they were supposed to.
The weather's supposed to be terrible.
And then, you know, but they got the players and coaches up there. Then the rest of the staff had to get up there later on. But yeah, a lot of travel things that were going on a short week and all those different things. And like you said, there is going to be some weather up there in Seattle. It's Seattle, so.
Yes, December in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's going to rain.
Yeah, but I think it should be a good game. I don't think Davante Adams is going to play in this game, but I saw that the Seahawks, they're starting right tackles out this game also. But, this is about Sam Darnold. This is about Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. You know, this is about Sam Darnold.
Last time they played, he had four interceptions.
And can Seattle run the ball?
Yeah.
Can they run the ball a little bit? More than anything, this is about Sam Darnold.
Puka Nacua's been in headlines this week. I guess he was talking trash about the referees on a live stream. He did something else on a live stream that had people upset.
And his brother stole a car.
Yeah, man.
That's the only thing I'm talking about. I'm not worried about that. But his brother, named Samson.
Samson Nacua.
Yeah. Samson stole. Dang him and his brother stole a Lakers player's truck.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, what the hell?
Samson Nacua.
Damn.
Also, I just feel like avoid the live streams. You know, nothing good's gonna happen.
Couldn't
tell you.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Goodness gracious!
But it's some guy with an internet connection.
And he's on there just talking.
He's just on there talking.
Why do you get so damn loose?
Talking
on
and doing. Things? I don't know. I really don't know. But don't stop doing that. Here's Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talking about Quinn Ewers, who will be his starting quarterback this weekend.
I think Quinn gives this team the best chance to win. You know, our focus is obviously to win the next three games, but in particular, like I tell the players, we are focused on beating the Bengals, so that was the motivation. Zach will be backing him up, and Tua will be the emergency third.
Here you have
it. He went from starter to emergency guy.
Yeah.
He can't, like, this will, one thing it symbols to me is that one of them aren't going to be there next year. Like, you can't go back to Tua if you're Mike McDaniels.
Nope. And both of them might not
be there. Both of them might not be there next year. But, the one thing about Quinn Ewers can spin it. He can spin the ball. Now, I don't know how good a pro quarterback he's going to be, but yet he can spin the football. We understand he can throw the ball. I don't look at that. Who are they playing this weekend?
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Okay.
The Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah. Who has a sadder quarterback situation?
I mean, there's nobody sadder in the NFL than Joe Burrow.
All right,
let's hear
from Sad Joe talking about being the Bengals quarterback next year.
Have you ever both thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Like, this is bad. This is bad because Joe's sad. And Joe's sad, obviously, because they're losing. But he's tired of this damn organization. Note. This organization giving you what you wanted now. They gave you the extra contract.
Giving him
they gave
what
you what you wanted in the receivers.
Right.
And then they did something that they don't do as far as the structure of their contract.
Right.
They make you happy. Now, if I'm the Bengals, I'm more pissed off at the fact that I didn't trade Trey Hendricks when I had a chance.
Yeah.
Trey Hendricks ain't played all year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you could have got so much. And then they have to give up that whatever.
Yeah, and they paid him.
And it.
Or they moved the money around.
Yeah. But that's Bengals do that to him.
Yeah. No, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's got a serious case of the Bengals.
Yep.
And
a serious case of the Bengals.
And they asked him, does he imagine being a quarterback somewhere else? And he said, you think about a lot of things. That's a crazy answer to give when you're a $200 million quarterback for a franchise right now. Which then starts to beg the question of, all right, is Joe Burrow going to force his hand here? Mm-hmm. Like, because they... You can't trade Joe Burrow.
No, you cannot trade Joe Burrow.
That's insane.
But
unless he makes you.
Unless he makes you.
Right?
And like, then...
I mean, this at the very least means a lot of teams in the NFL have to be calling the Bengals this offseason.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, hey, what's going on? Seriously.
There's no way, no way that Mike Brown is trading Joe Burrow.
I don't think so either.
There's no way. He'll do the same thing that Carson did.
But everybody that's not the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the whoever. There's only a couple teams. Everybody who's not them should call and at least ask.
There's no way. They're gonna...
What do you need?
If they played hardball with Trey Hendricks.
I know.
You got to give us the team.
Have them.
Yeah. You got to give us the team for us to move Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, I like it, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, they're not moving. Joe Burrow's not going anywhere. Nowhere.
Would Arthur Blank trade Atlanta United for Joe Burrow?
I would. Damn sure would.
You would? You can have them? Yeah. Cincinnati has an MLS team, though.
Well, you can have two of them. You can have one base in Cincinnati,
like,
and one base in Atlanta.
LA's got two MLS teams.
No, they can stay here in Atlanta. You can just have them. they ain't got to go nowhere.
We got the whole
infrastructure, everything right over there.
Yeah.
You can take Atlanta off or just put United.
They got the practice facility. Yep. You can have all of it.
Yeah, put Cincy. You would call y'all can call them Cincy. Cincy United.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. No. They really don't.
I like this, right? Cam Ward wants to be involved in the search for their upcoming head coach. No.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I'm glad you do, but no. All right, you play 17 games, bro. Just let us handle this. We got this. All right, you go and go do something. Because as bad as they've been, he ain't been great.
No, I haven't been great.
Yeah, I understand not a lot around him and everything like that, so he gets the benefit of the doubt. But you ain't been great neither. So
yeah, but he should want to be involved.
No, I can't let you
but
be
he
involved.
Doesn't get to be involved.
No, you can't be involved in this.
Ah, but also, like, you know, if you're him, you're sitting there like, I don't trust these guys.
Yeah, I understand that, man. And
they fired Mike Vrabel.
They fired him. They fired Mike Vrabel. And me and you were talking about it. I saw this story earlier about the Bears. The Bears want a new stadium. And everything like that. Obviously, I played in Soldier Field many a times. Great place to play outside of everything that goes with it. It's raggedy as hell.
Yeah. Couldn't they just upgrade it?
They've renovated a couple times. But I know they were talking about, you know, there's different lands and stuff like that. They own a 300-acre whatever. But I love how the president said that they've been looking at places outside of Illinois. And the governor was like, uh-oh.
No.
No.
They're the Chicago Bears. We're going to play right here.
Yeah, we're going to play here in Chicago. Yeah, the Chicago Bears. But that's my thing is like, because new stadium automatically puts you in line to get Super Bowls. Nobody will play no damn Super Bowl in Chicago.
Unless it's a dome.
Unless it's a dome.
Right.
And Chicago can't have no dome.
Shouldn't.
No, it's Chicago.
I agree.
Just like Buffalo. But Buffalo got that new. Remember that thing they showed us?
They built it real high.
They built it real high so the wind won't get in there.
And tilted it a certain way.
And still nobody want to go to no damn Super Bowl in Buffalo.
Oh, no, they can't have a Super Bowl
in
Buffalo.
No. They lucked out in New York City.
Yeah, and still the weather was pretty bad.
But you remember after the game when that snowstorm came right after the game.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go to no damn Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, damn, could you imagine Buffalo hosting Super Bowl? No.
Mm-mm.
You know how much stuff? Like, they would have to redo the infrastructure like Atlanta's doing for the damn World Cup. Mm-hmm. That's what I take that because I like Buffalo. The times I've been.
I just mean.
And I've only been to play.
No offense, but nobody wants to play a Super Bowl in 2 degrees.
Why would anybody want to go up there?
Yeah. I mean,
you can break out the minks.
When it is Buffalo playing in it, sure.
Yes.
That's a home field thing, and that's part of the playoffs and all that. But yeah, Super Bowls are supposed to be played in warm weather.
Yeah.
Have them in Miami. Have them in Atlanta. Have them in New Orleans. Maybe a Rose Bowl every couple years. Just cycle them through the places where people want to go to. No one wants to go to Buffalo.
Nobody.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.